from my listener, Calipigian. This is a story called Happy Anniversary. I tell you what, babe, I reckon we'd be hard-pressed to find a better view anywhere in the city. This is fantastic, enthused Mitchell. Kate smiled as she unpacked her toiletry bag in the hotel bathroom. She'd been looking forward to this getaway for a long time. She'd finally convinced her mom to take both the kids for a whole weekend, and for the first time since their eldest was born, they had an anniversary weekend with only themselves to worry about. This was Kate's idea of heaven, and she'd taken the time to make damn sure their love nest for the weekend was perfect. "If you think that looks good, wait till you see the setup in here," she called, laughter in her voice. "Huh? What are you talking about?" Mitchell turned away from the magnificent view of the city and harbor, curious, perplexed that his beautiful wife thought the bathroom was the most attractive feature in their suite. He walked back to see what she was talking about. "You'll see," came the amused response. Mitchell hadn't noticed the luxurious bathroom as he'd entered the suite, carrying their luggage straight through to main room to store. He did a double take as he walked in, then gave an impressed whistle. Wow! Was about as much as he could muster. The room was enormous, far larger than the average hotel bathroom. Twin sinks, both a bidet and regular toilet, and most excitingly, a luxurious marble-topped spa that appeared as if it would seat six. Kate was facing away from him as she bent over, carefully laying out all their toys neatly along the glossy amber stone atop the bath. Looking back over her shoulder, she gave Mitchell a saucy grin. "I think you'll find this room has everything we need." Mitchell couldn't help but grin in return. At 40, she was still the sexiest woman he had ever laid eyes on, that beautiful arse waving at him as she leaned in to complete her work, was still firm after their two kids. He felt a delicious thrill surge through him, momentarily marveling that she still had the power to make him feel like a nervous, randy schoolboy. His cock stirred as he walked over, already electrified by the sight and intrigued by what surprises she might have in store for him. "So, what devilish torture devices have you brought to torment me with?" Kate straightened as he walked up close behind her, his hands reaching out to cup each of her cheeks. He gave her a firm squeeze. She leaned back against him, looked up and over her shoulder, a mischievous twinkle in her eye as she taunted him. "There's a few things here you might not recognize. I might have been shopping," she teased. Mitchell looked down at the colorful array, a serried rank of colorful latex and plastics, culminating in a mysterious pile of maroon fabric wound with black Velcro straps. He recognized her compact bullet vibe, the smaller butt plug they'd bought recently after they'd agreed to try some new things, and the bottle of lube they bought to go with it, but there was more. "What on earth is this?" he gestured at the pile of fabric. "Looks like my old abseiling harness." Kate picked it up, unraveling the strapping, and held it up for him to see better. "This, darling man, is my harness. I won't be climbing down cliffs any time soon in this, but if you play your cards right, I might just swing one of these big dicks from it," she grinned. Mitchell was speechless. Wide-eyed, he gazed down at the array of dildos. There were three, each larger than the next. The third was bigger than his own cock, with a large, soft head to match, and stylized veins running its length down to the wide, flared base. Alongside the one butt plug he recognized were two more, each progressively larger than the first. He felt a shiver run through him. He'd first broached the subject of anal play with Kate around a year ago. They'd been pretty vanilla in the first years of their marriage, albeit enthusiastic. Kate had been unsure initially, but she was game to try. Their exploration was tentative at first, a finger gently inserted into her during oral, she returning the favor as she went down on him. Both were intrigued, but not yet hooked. As they gradually eased their way into these new sensations, they became more comfortable. Soon enough, they'd graduated to the small plug, wearing it at night after the kids were down, teasing each other sensually in the hours before bed. Increasingly, their play had become explosive, supercharged with the introduction of new sensations. Kate rubbed back against her man, grinding her arse into Mitchell's rapidly firming lap. He slipped his arms around her and pulled her back into him, kissing her neck as she arched seductively against him. "Thank you," he whispered. Kate turned in his embrace, her arms rising to hold him, a warm smile on her lips. "I bet you thought this would never happen." She was right. He'd seen the rapture on her face the first time she'd orgasmed with him in her backside. Her cries and the feel of her tight ring around him had driven them both to the heights of ecstasy, but he'd wanted more. He wanted to feel what she did. When they'd done it again, he raised the idea of her doing the same to him. She was noncommittal, not put off by it, but equally not sure how they could make it happen. And in that moment, distracted by the filling pleasure as he slowly moved in her, the thought passed. He'd thought she was uninterested. Maybe she thought what he was asking for just a bit too much or not quite right, so he'd let it pass, not wanting to jeopardize the good things he already had. Kate kissed him deeply, then leaned back, gazing up at him, a half-smile playing on her lips. I remembered. He kissed her back, all his passion, his love for this gorgeous woman poured out of him, surging into her as his arousal intensified. As they pulled back for air, he managed to gasp, I thought you weren't really interested. I was. I just didn't know how to talk about it, so I thought I'd surprise you instead. He grinned again, not believing his luck. Come here, you sexy minx, he growled, pulling her in for another deep and passionate kiss. Happy anniversary, baby. As they broke the kiss, she grinned at him and said, Now, before you get your big surprise, I want to try out this amazing-looking spa. After that, you're going to take me out for a lovely romantic dinner. Then we're going to see just how much you like being fucked. He was naked in the tub and running the water before she even had time to catch her breath. What a fantastic meal! That place was amazing, enthused Kate as they stood in the hall, fiddling with her purse, looking for the passkey to their room. The wine list had been extensive. The meal, a 12-course dégustation menu. Each intricate, perfect dish was accompanied with a different glass of wine, carefully selected to complement the course it came with. They were both more than a little tipsy. Hurry up, I need to get you out of these clothes. Mitchell squeezed her arse to emphasize his point. She giggled, fumbling with the cart. Don't worry, babe, it'll still be there when we get inside. I want it now, Mitchell croaked. The heat in his voice betrayed his arousal. The lock finally clicked, the green light came on, and they stumbled, laughing, into the room. Mitchell grabbed Kate, gathered her up in his arms, kicked the door shut, and set out for the king-size bed. His knees found it first in the dark, and they fell together in a giggling, intoxicated heap. They were on each other immediately, lips locked together, their tongues dueling as they tore frantically at each other's clothes. In short order, they were naked, their hands roaming freely, sliding, cupping, squeezing, as they explored every inch of skin they could reach. Kate's breath quickened as Mitchell's kiss broke away from her lips, stealing light kisses across her jawline as he inched toward her neck. Nuzzling into the soft, sensitive skin, he planted a series of light bites, each followed with a soft, gentle suck, making his way slowly down to her collarbone. He paused, nipping her shoulder gently, teasing her. Kate was having none of that. She grabbed his dark hair and pushed his head down further. He trailed his tongue down the rising swell of her breast, then circled the outline of her areola, breathing on her painfully erect nipple, but not touching it. She groaned in frustration as he pulled away, and then started another tantalizing, tongue-led trail down the other breast. Again, he circled her nipple, carefully avoiding it, his free hand lightly cupping her other breast. Kate moaned in frustration, pushing her chest up to him, silently begging him to take the nipple into his mouth. Please, she whispered. Mitchell smiled to himself, pulled away, and returned to the first breast again, circling the margin of her erect nubbin, letting his hot breath play over her. Please, she again entreated, an edge creeping into her voice, her need plain to hear. He let the tip of his tongue rest briefly on the top of the nipple, then pulled away. She groaned in frustration. He moved over again and did the same to the other nipple. Kate was becoming agitated, pushing up to him, pulling him down to her. He finally relented, closed his hot, wet mouth over her aching nipple, and sucked gently. A moan rose from deep within her chest as the sensation washed over her, spreading out from the nipple, suffusing down to fill her belly. The warm, tingling sensation sending tendrils of arousal down into her pussy. Mitchell moved back to the other breast, slowly sucking her into his mouth, his tongue dancing around the nipple, swirling, drawing her inwards. Kate was in heaven, every sense focused on the point where her man was joined to her, consumed by the rush of pleasure he was unlocking in her. He broke away and began to move further downwards. Again, his tongue trailed a feather-light path, dancing over the goosebumps erupting under his touch. Her sharp intake of breath as he reached the crease between her belly and thigh told of the sensitivity he'd unleashed on her skin. He gave her a long, slow stroke, lapping gently at the tender skin of her inner thigh. Kate moaned, her thighs parting in response. Emboldened, he repeated the stroke on the other side, hastening her movements as she moved to allow him access, drawing her knees up. Mitch paused, looking up at his beautiful wife. Her eyes were closed, her lips open as she drew a quivering breath. "I'm the luckiest man in the world," he thought. He could smell her arousal now, that seductive musky scent that told him she was willing, eager, ready for him to take her. He dipped his head forward and gave her a long, slow lick from the base of her pussy, dipping into her as he rose, then swirling around her clit as he reached the top of his stroke. "More," was all she could muster in response, her voice tight in her throat. Mitchell was happy to comply, and he bent to his task passionately, devouring her, exploring each fold, sucking and nibbling on her lips. He felt her back arch as she pushed her wet heat up towards his mouth, and he drove his tongue deeply into her in response, wriggling the tip deep inside her. The muscles in her pussy fluttered around his tongue, dancing in a pleasurable spasm. Her juices flowed freely, coating his chin, running freely into his mouth. He could tell from her breathing that her arousal was rising rapidly, and to help her along, he gently inserted a finger as he continued to lap at her clit. His finger curled upwards, finding the soft sponge of her G-spot, and he rubbed her in a beckoning motion as he began to suck on her, drawing her into his mouth, flicking the tip of his tongue over her erect button. Kate groaned loudly, pressed herself even harder up against him, her buttocks leaving the bed. She held herself there, quivering as he continued to lick and suck, his finger working its magic in her slick canal. She could feel it coming, this growing, throbbing, expansive knot. It grew out from her core, a hot, energy-filled ball that rose to fill her lower body, sending offshoots of crackling energy to her chest, her head, and out to her limbs. Mitchell could feel her legs shaking as the tension built. He knew she was close. It wouldn't take much to push her over the edge now. He coated a second finger in her copious juices and gently swirled it around her tight bottom. Kate moaned, "Yes!" Encouraged, he gently slid the finger into her bottom, maintaining the rhythm of his tongue. He could feel light, fluttering spasms in each hole as she rose inexorably toward her release. Her chest rose and fell as if she were running a marathon. The tremors in her thighs, bottom, and stomach now threatened her collapse. Sucking her clit strongly between his lips, he flicked his tongue across it as hard and fast as he could, sliding his fingers in and out in tandem as her release came gushing from within. "Oh, my God! Oh, yes! Yes!" cried Kate as her orgasm overtook her. She felt as if every cell in her body was exploding, starting at her core and swelling ever outwards. Her muscles clenched down rhythmically on Mitchell's fingers, locking them in place, then releasing, over and over. As her muscles spasmed uncontrollably, the juices Mitchell had helped her accumulate while rubbing her G-spot came rushing out, a series of sweet spurts coating his face, filling his mouth, and running down his chin. He swallowed all he could, and as her climax slowly eased off, he licked her clean with long, slow, broad strokes. She quivered under his tongue, the echoes of her climax rippling through her as she came down. "Holy shit," was all she could say as she lay exhausted, trying to get her breathing under control. Mitchell chuckled as he climbed onto the bed to lie beside her. "I take it that was up to your usual standards, ma'am?" "Oh, hell yeah," panted Kate. "Just you wait till I get my breath back. You're in so much trouble when I get my shit together." She rose feebly on one elbow, waggled a finger at him, and promptly fell back down onto the bed, both of them laughing. Eventually, Kate brought her breathing under control and rolled into Mitchell, her head on his shoulder, an arm across his chest. "Thank you, baby. I love you so much," she whispered. He pulled her in closer and kissed the top of her head. "I love you too, gorgeous woman. So sleep time now?" Kate rose with a grin on her face and with a stern, "Wait here," stole across the room and into the bathroom suite. She was back in seconds. "Right-o, mister. On your knees, here," she pointed to the side of the bed. Mitchell wasted no time. His heart was pounding in his chest, threatening to break out of him in his excitement. He assumed the position, nervously waiting for whatever happened next. He didn't know what she'd brought back with her, and he had no idea what would happen next. For a long minute, she made him wait, standing silently, studying her man's arse, admiring his muscular legs and buttocks. Then she quietly knelt behind him, reached out, and placed a hand on each cheek. She gave them a squeeze and then began to massage, rubbing her hands in slow circles, gripping and releasing, rubbing smooth circles across his cheeks. Mitchell moaned. "That feels awesome." Kate gripped him again, this time pulling his cheeks apart. She leaned in, her face inches from his cleft. Her hot breath tickled against the sensitive skin of his perineum. Mitchell moaned again, the anticipation a delicious tease, every sense on fire as he waited for her next move. She leaned forward, extended her tongue, and licked him from the base of his ballsack, up and over his perineum, and then circled his opening. Mitchell nearly lost it. The touch was feather light, but it was so intense. She did it again. This time she kept circling his anus, tracing her tongue around the puckered skin, massaging his cheeks as she stoked the fire building in him. His groans were near constant now. Kate thought he was ready now to up the ante. Stiffening her tongue, she pushed forward into the center of his hole, pulled back, and pushed in again. His ring clenched against her tongue, trying to grab the silken, slippery invader. He was grasping at air, chasing a phantom. Her tongue began speeding up, in and out, in and out. Occasionally she'd swirl a circle around the outer ring of muscles, then return for more. In, out, in. As she continued to tease him, his ring was relaxing, opening ever so slowly, trusting her. Kate pulled back to look at his gorgeous backside. His cleft was slick with her saliva, his hole partially open, wet and pink. Further down, his cock was as hard as he could be. A large drop of pre-cum dangled precariously, swinging in time with his breathing. She reached out and softly traced the outline of her target. His muscles clenched briefly, relaxed again. Then she slid her finger in, up to the first knuckle, and held it there. He clenched around her again. She waited. He soon relaxed again, and she slid the finger in further, now to the second knuckle. Mitchell groaned and pushed back against her. Encouraged, Kate slid her finger all the way in, crooking her finger, searching for that hard little walnut she knew was hiding in his hot hole. There it was. Her fingertip rubbed over the swell of his prostate, and she began to slide the digit in and out, stroking the center of his pleasure with a steady rhythm. Mitchell was in heaven. Each stroke was sending jolts of pleasure through his loins, shooting through his balls and electrifying his cock. He could feel his arousal building, the feeling of warmth growing, coursing down the underside of his shaft. Precum was now streaming freely, long strands falling away from him, coating the mattress under them as the drops rained down. Kate reached out her other hand and gripped his cock, squeezing, milking him in a downwards motion, fascinated by the river of clear fluid flowing freely from his slit. "My God, baby," she murmured, "you look like you're just a little bit turned on." She caught a large drop of viscous, slippery precum on the tip of her finger. Bringing the finger up, she licked it clean, savoring the sweet, tangy flavor. "I think you're about ready." Then she was gone. Mitchell could hear her behind him, rustling as she got something ready. He strained his senses, keenly aware of her absence, quivering in wait for her touch. It didn't take long. She brought her finger back, now coated with lube, and plunged it back into him, coating liberally inside and out. Just as quickly, she was gone again. "Babe," Mitchell moaned pleadingly. "Shh, be patient." Then she was back, pressing into him gently. Somehow this was different. Then he realized she was working the tip of the butt plug into him. She took her time, working the plug slowly, inching it in as the diameter gradually widened. A push, a slight twist, then back a little. Another push, another twist, moving slowly but inexorably forward until suddenly he felt a pop, and the plug settled into place, the forward edge rubbing gently into his inflamed prostate. "Now turn around and lie down for me," she said. Mitchell moved swiftly, gazing at her in adoration over his throbbing, leaky member. "You're still not quite ready," she teased with a wink. Then she leaned in and took the head of his cock between her lips, swirled her tongue around the tip, sucking the precum into her mouth. Mitchell closed his eyes, his head falling down to the pillow, surrendering to the intense sensations. As her lips slid down his engorged shaft, she reached under him and grabbed the base of the plug. Gently she pulled it back and forth, light motions that coincided with the movement of her lips and mouth. Mitchell was now near incoherent. Kate kept this up for a few minutes until he could take no more. "Baby, you keep doing that, we'll never get to the main event," he gasped. She pulled back and flashed him a big grin. "Well, we can't let that happen, can we? Be right back." And with that, she was gone again. This time she took longer. He could hear her rustling around, the rip of Velcro as she adjusted something. He strained to hear more, acutely aware of her absence, tense and excited in his agitated state. He stroked his cock, keeping himself hard as he waited, marveling at how wound up she had him. But now it was quiet, too quiet. Mitchell pushed up on his elbows, about to get up and go look for her, when she appeared, sauntering into the room, her beautiful breast standing proudly above her raging 7-inch cock. As she walked into the room, it bounced in front of her, swinging naturally, as if it had a life of its own. Mitchell gazed at her in awe. "You look amazing," he whispered. Kate blushed and looked down. This still felt pretty weird, and she wasn't 100% sure how to use it. "I feel like I look really strange. Are you sure, babe?" Mitchell was still struggling to speak. In awe of his beautiful wife, he had no words. Instead, he held out his arms. Kate moved on to the bed between his legs, kneeling over him, looking down at her highly aroused husband. He reached up, one hand to her breast, the other to her jutting cock. Gripping each, he pulled her forward, bringing her down onto him. As they kissed, he could feel his cock rubbing against hers. They kissed for an eternity, grinding against each other, whispering their love to each other. When she thought he was ready, she pulled back to her knees and reached down. "Are you ready, babe?" He nodded, his knees wide, the tip of his cock ticking along in time with his heartbeat. She reached between his cheeks and slowly eased the plug from his hole. He groaned as she pulled out. Suddenly empty, somehow not complete. He shouldn't have worried. Tossing the plug behind her, she grabbed the bottle of lube and took a handful. She knelt above him as she worked the lube over every ridge and vein. Then she pushed his knees up toward his chest, lowered her hips, grabbed her long cock, and pushed the head up against his tight ring. "Ready?" she whispered. He could only nod. She eased forward, pushing gently at the tight ring of muscle. Mitchell's eyes were closed, concentrating intensely as he tried to relax, focused entirely on the invader between his cheeks. Suddenly something gave way, and with a pop the head was in. His hand shot up, palm flat against her chest, his breathing coming in short gasps as he panted, "Wait!" Kate held her breath and stilled. She waited, watching his face as he worked to accept the monster invading his arse. A full minute passed as he lay with his eyes closed, slowing his breathing as he fought to relax. Mitchell's every sense was directed to his clenching ring. He was on the edge of intense pain, and he knew that if she moved right now, the pain would blossom outwards, engulfing him. He took another deep breath and tried to push down as if he were pushing it out. The sensation eased slightly, still there, but now ebbing as he learned to control it. He concentrated on breathing and relaxing, breathing some more, until suddenly it was gone. It was almost like breaking some invisible barrier, and when he was through, the pain was suddenly gone. He reached out and pulled Kate to him slowly by her hips. She eased forward, drawn in by his hands, watching avidly as every inch slowly made its way into her man. As she bottomed out in him, he groaned, his head falling back to the bed, his eyes rolling upwards. She rested there on her arms, breast swinging above him as he got used to the intense, filling sensation. When she thought he was ready, she drew back slowly, then eased in again, starting a slow rhythm. Mitchell could feel every bump and vein on the shaft as it slid into him. Every nerve ending in his tightly grasping ring was singing with energy, transmitting jolts of electricity through to his core, then onwards, coursing through him, flooding every extremity with sensation. As she picked up the pace, she rocked back a little, changing the angle so the fat, squishy head of the cock rolled over his prostate with each stroke. He was quivering in her arms, overcome with the intensity. His entire world filled by his beloved moving over him and in him. Craning his neck, he took a nipple in his mouth and sucked, flicking his tongue in unison with her movements. She threw her head back, growling with pleasure. Suddenly she pulled back and slipped out of him. "I have an idea. Come with me," she gasped, grabbing his hand and pulling him up. She turned him from the bed and pushed him toward the floor-to-ceiling windows. Raising his arms above his head, she placed them widely against the glass. Then she pushed his feet apart with her own, widening his stance and pulling his butt out towards her. As he leaned into the glass, she placed the tip back against his entrance and pushed back into him. He let out a cry as she plunged back into him up to the hilt. 15 floors below them, the city stretched away to the dark horizon. As she moved inside him, he watched the ribbons of headlights and taillights, red and white trails, twinkling along below them in the real world, as the rest of the city went about its business. Unaware, Mitchell was spread-eagled above them, his rigid cock straining with need, as his beautiful wife grabbed his hips and began to pound into his willing arse. Kate was excited now, too. The noises Mitchell was producing were unlike anything she'd experienced with him before. Normally quiet in bed, Mitchell grunted, groaned, and strained like a seasoned porn actor. He was completely unrestrained, unable and unwilling to control his calls. He needed to make noise. It was the only way to let the intense feelings inside him escape. His vocal response stirred Kate to new heights, her excitement mounting in tandem with his. She could see and hear how what she was doing affected Mitchell, and she liked it. She liked it a lot. Grabbing his hips, she pulled him back with each thrust, her upper thighs slapping into his, a wet smack punctuating each lunge. "This is so hot," she groaned in his ear. "All those people down there, they could see us. All they have to do is look up." Mitchell moaned his agreement, unable to say more. "I'm going to make you come, baby. Are you ready?" she purred. "Yes, yes," hissed Mitchell. Maintaining her strokes, Kate reached around and slipped her hand around his cock. She collected some of the copious pre-cum streaming from his slit and worked it all over him. Then she started wanking his cock, gripping him, sliding her hand up his shaft and over the head, now both pushing and pulling him onwards to the edge. Mitchell nearly screamed in response. The sensation was so intense. He ground his hips back against her, filled to the brim, still wanting more of her. His prostate was a glowing ball of plasma, expanding, throbbing with need, threatening to explode. He was close, so close. Kate leaned in against him, her legs shaking, using his back for support, her hand a blur, driving him over the edge. Her breasts pressed hard against him, her erect nipples on fire as they grazed against the muscles in his back. Her free arm wrapped around his chest, hugging him tightly. She felt his cock twitch. Somehow, it seemed even harder, swelling as his climax rose inexorably from his core. And then it was on them, unstoppable, bursting from him like a shot from a cannon. Mitchell howled, back arched, eyes closed, as rope after rope of his cum streamed from him, arcing out from his straining cock, spattering against the glass in front of them. Kate found herself slowed, restricted, as he clenched around her, gripping her, holding her still as she spasmed. She slowed her hand, but kept gently milking him until the last drop fell from the end of his cock. They clung together, leaning up against the window, chests heaving as they fought to calm their breathing. "Holy crap! That was intense," panted Mitchell. Kate waited until his panting slowed, then gradually unwound herself from him. Slowly she withdrew, easing the long cock out of him, drawing another groan as he suddenly felt empty, drained of every ounce of energy. His legs gave out and he dropped to his knees, hands still up, supporting him against the window. Mitchell chuckled when he spied the rain of cum sprayed across the glass. Kate knelt down behind and wrapped her arms around him again, her head against his back. "I love you, darling man," she murmured. "Happy anniversary."